Hello, everyone. This is our Christmas podcast. We did John Denver and the Muppets Christmas together. And while I didn't actually edit the podcast in any way, there's a couple things that while listening to it and making sure that, we didn't get too loud in places and whatnot, I kind of noticed some things that I want to clarify. So, first of all, Julie and I are not religious. That's kind of evident through the podcast. However, I feel like we're a little bit flippant with, how we spoke about Christianity, which was not our intention at all. So we believe that Christmas is a time for family and friends and being grateful for the things you have and being charitable to people who have less. Excuse me. And we came a little bit flippant on the quote unquote Jesus stuff. So I wanted to apologize for that a little bit. Another thing, towards the end, I believe, we mentioned that there are no people of color in this special. at least not that we noticed. And I said something, I said that perhaps people of color are not in John Denver's demographic. And what I meant by that was that the studio executives probably thought that, or in the white privilege male manner just did not even think about casting any diversity in it at all. If there were people of color in this special, I greatly apologize. We just didn't notice. So there's that, and there's one more thing. But I can't remember. So anyway, have a Merry Christmas. Okay. I kind of bring up John Denver's less than moral discrepancies towards the end of his life, mainly the drunk driving thing. And I kind of just like that's like what I mentioned. So I kind of feel bad about that. That I didn't mention that. I didn't mention his charitable exploits. Exploits? Yeah. Anyway, his charitable good nature that he had. So with that in mind, please donate to Rock the Earth. .org. It was recently funded by the John Denver Aspen Glow Fund, so I thought that was an appropriate charity to work with. They basically it's a environmental charity. So, and that was something that John Denver deeply believed in. So, please give generously this past holiday season. I know the holidays are over now. But charity is never over. Okay, so you guys have a. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I hope you had a Happy New Year. And may the rest of 2016 be good to you.
Okay, we're recording these separately, but thanks to the magic of editing, it's gonna sound like we're recording them together at the same time.
We are totally in the same room right now, and not pasted together thanks to the audio editing software.
Ready?
Ready when you are, Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Rowe, and who are you?
Hi, I'm Joe Hennis, and who's this dapper gentleman to my right?
That's right, Joe, and we're from 1, 2, 3,
ToughPigs.com.
And you're listening to a podcast. Hey, Joe, what podcast are they listening to?
Ha ha ha! You said it, Ryan.
That's right, it's Frog Kissin'. An official podcast of ToughPigs.com.
Hey, you kiss your mother with that mouth?
Great job, Joe.
Sorry, can we do another take?
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas, Laura.
Merry Christmas, Julia.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's the new year. And,
it's January, January 3rd.
Yep. January 3rd, 2016. 2016 is going to be a fantastic year. We're totally going to be consistent with these episodes. And put them out on a frequent basis, and we'll have amazing guest stars.
Yes.
And lots of amazing things are going to happen this year.
Yeah.
Because we said so, and we're going to do it.
It's our New Year's resolution.
Yep, it's just to do stuff more and better.
Be more consistent.
And I got the buzz again. It went away, and now it's... Oh, dang it. I don't know what's happening. Okay, anyway.
You just want to keep going?
Yeah, fix it post. So we watched the John Denver and the Muppets Christmas together.
Yes, we did.
and it was amazing. I love it.
I love that special. I watch it probably once every year.
It's not like even the best special ever, but it's just so sweet.
Yeah, it's definitely not, and there's definitely some weird parts of it, which we'll get into, but like, it's so charming, and I think like if it was anybody but John Denver, it wouldn't work as well.
Yep.
But John Denver is adorable, so it works perfectly.
Yeah, I really love John Denver. My grandma listened to him a lot, so that's kind of how I knew him before seeing all his Muppet stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And everything, but he loves being with the Muppets, and you can tell on his face every time you see him in this special.
If you have someone performing with the Muppets, that's how you want them to, like, and act.
He did two specials with them.
Yeah, and
on the show.
I happen to really like Rocky Mountain High, even though it's, like, it's also...
Rocky Mountain Holiday,
that's right. Yeah. It's, like,
Rocky
also...
Mountain High is the song.
It's not the best special either. I definitely, last time I watched it with a friend, we kind of made fun of it the entire time. But because it's John Denver, it works. And
actually, I don't have... That's like one of the only DVDs that I don't have.
My boyfriend picked it up for me recently because he thought that was the John Denver Christmas special. Cause he's like,
yeah, which is not on DVD.
Yeah, I know. But he was like, I got this for you. And I was like, oh, I love this special, but it's definitely not the one I was telling you about. But thank you. And then I was going to show him this John Denver Christmas special, and then I thought about it, and I was like, maybe next year.
Yeah.
So instead...
Not ready for yet?
Yeah, because I rewatched it at work before I was going to show it to him, and I was like, there's some Jesus stuff, and there's also just a lot of segments of just John Denver singing. So instead, we just rewatched Christmas Carol, Muppet Family Christmas, and then we watched Emmett Otter. That was our Muppet Christmas specials this year.
Nice. Yeah, because where I watched it on YouTube was Hints and Rarities, which they put out a bunch of fantastic stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Which is all on VHS. And during the Peace Carol, I was so mad. I think it was during the Peace Carol. Or no, it was during It's in Every One of Us. You know how much I love that song.
I do.
It kind of crackled a bit, and I was like so mad. I'm like, the song is so short. Why are you going to do this to me?
I don't know if I watched
it. Just did like a weird crackle on it.
I don't know if I watched it in some rarities then, because I don't remember that crackle. There's like two versions of it up on YouTube.
It's like where like the VHS kind of, where like it's, the tape is actually a little bit like bent or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a weird kind of warpy thing almost. But, yeah, just a little thing. I remember watching the holiday special, Rocky Mountain Holiday, because it's not a holiday special, it's just them having a vacation.
Yeah, it's just them going camping.
Yeah, basically. And then, like, Rolf flies a plane or something? I don't really remember, because I've only seen it the one time. We need to do an episode on that.
We should. We can do that later in the year, maybe.
Yeah.
To match the season when it's like summer or something. I don't think Rolf flies a plane though. I don't remember that. But...
I think that maybe that was cut out, because I remember something with a plane.
Okay.
And it was, and I think it was Rolf, but it was cut out. But I don't want to go to the wiki because I want to stop doing that too. Because that's when I end up like
we get distracted.
Sit through. Well, yeah, and then we're like, oh, let me look this up on wiki, and then it's like 4 minutes of not talking about anything. I might sing a little bit, and then I have to cut all that crap out, so I also, under New Year's resolution, I want to edit as little as possible, because it takes me forever, and then I don't like having to pull stuff out and sync it up again.
That's fair.
Yeah, and also just be easier for us, and maybe I'll get them out on time instead of 2 months late. Okay, so the special starts
with
12 Days of Christmas. There's no like title card or nothing. It's just singing right away.
I think that it has to be like the best version of 12 Days of Christmas, because that song gets really tedious when you hear it too many times. But like,
that song is like 12 minutes long.
It's super long, but like, it's just like the Muppets all like pop in one by one, and like John Denver looks so happy every time a new Muppet like comes, and he's like, oh look, it's this guy, oh look, it's Miss Piggy, and he like, he's always so psyched when Miss Piggy does the 5 gold rings, like his reaction to that.
Yeah, that was the note I had.
He's always just like, oh yes, this is my favorite part of the song. She's doing it perfectly.
Yeah, and my favorite part was when Fozzie forgot his mom.
Yeah, Like
the first time he did it, I thought it was a genuine thing. And then he did it the second time, and I was like, okay, this isn't like a gag thing. But I genuinely thought that Frank just blanked out and didn't do it. It was in character because of like John's reaction.
Yeah, it's because
like, so minimal.
John Denver sells it. Perfectly.
Yeah, it was so minimal. And then the second time he whispers in Fozzie's ear, oh my god, it's so cute.
He's trying to help Fozzie. It's adorable.
So funny.
I wrote for the 12 Days of Christmas. I wrote a note that says John Denver looks so blissful and happy, and looks at the Muppets like they are in fact real. The last factor is often hard for humans to achieve when interacting with the Muppets, and Denver does it with such ease. That's a really
I said basically the same thing, but all I wrote was real feels, Johnny Dens. Real feels.
I also wrote in all caps, I love how he honestly tries to help Fozzie with the lines.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And also in all caps I wrote, John Denver is having the time of his life.
That's so cute. So this little setup of them all kind of crowded around John Denver.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the Jimmy Fallon...
Oh my god, yes.
The one is the loneliest number blooper.
That's such a good
blooper.
They are
set up the exact same way. So Piggy's on John and Jimmy's right. Kermit's on the shoulder. Robin's on the shoulder. Then it's Kermit, Gonzo, and Scooter. Scooter, I think, is in a different place with John, but I think he appears in the beginning.
Isn't Rizzo in the Jimmy Fallon one?
No. Well, yeah, I think he is.
I think that he...
Or I think he showed up later, I think, or something. I don't know.
I feel like he's there in it, but I don't know if like he just like comes in when they all start messing up, or if he's already.
I think they do
in place.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, because I didn't play it. I just looked at the thing because I was like, I think this is the same.
I think he is.
Jimmy Fallon was trying to do.
I watch it
every
year. I watch that blooper every year too.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's one of the like the many reblogs I do around the Christmas time for my Muppet Tumblr.
Yeah, because I think they were doing something like that, but I don't remember because it was 5 years ago.
I don't remember
what they were actually doing.
I think that they were recreating 12 Days of Christmas. I'm pretty
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I was like, that was what he was trying to do.
He also had like Kermit and Robin on because they did When the River Meets the Sea. I think they were just doing some numbers.
Yeah, I think that was a different year though because his hair looks different. I looked that up, too, because I wasn't sure if it was the same episode or not.
Yeah.
It would make sense if it was the same episode, but I think Jimmy looked different to me.
Okay.
He looked a little bit older or something.
But I'm pretty sure that they were doing a 12 Days of Christmas recreation.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's unfortunate that that is not on the internet, that we can see it anymore.
I know. Boo.
And, you know, luckily for us, with the River Meets the Sea, somebody like just filmed it with their camera from the television, which it looks terrible, but at least we have it.
Yeah.
And the plot of this whole Christmas special is the same plot of every other Christmas special that knows it's a Christmas special, is that they have to put the show together, Scooter Fist, they have to put the show together, and everything comes together last minute. There's something goes wrong. Piggy doesn't like how her number is, so they change that, whatever.
But yeah.
It's like, there's like two or three scenes of, oh no, this thing's messed up, how are we gonna fix it? And then they fix it, and then they immediately burst into song or something, which is what they plan to do all along.
That's basically it. I mean, my one complaint with the special, like, my one big complaint is there's not enough plot scenes. There's just, like, a lot of, like, John Denver walking around by himself in nature singing, which is cool, but I would...
But to be fair, he does that all the time,
He does that a lot also in Rocky Mountain Holiday, so it...
Yeah.
It fits,
He does that a lot in the TV movie in which Chad Lowe plays John Denver. Like, I watched it the other day. Well, I watched a part of it the other day because I was reading Rob Lowe's book, and he doesn't talk about his brother a whole lot. But I was like, oh, yeah, Chad Lowe was John Denver in this movie that I watched a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I looked it up, and the whole plot behind Annie's song is that him and his wife had a big fight, and he took a walk, and then he came back, and he, like, immediately just sang her this whole song.
Aww.
That he suddenly wrote while he was on his walk, and then just came back and sang it, and then it shows that thing happen, and Chad comes back and he sings it, and they're all by the fire and everything, and it's John's voice, but Chad's mouthing the words, but it looks so funny because it looks so cheesy, but it's so good.
Lol.
But Yeah, so he just does that, you know.
Yeah, it's
like he writes a song while he's on a rock and then comes back and sings it.
It's a John Denver thing. I can appreciate that. But, like, I love him interacting with the Muppets so much. I just kind of wish that there was more of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and if you notice, all of the Christian connotations are all voiced by John Denver.
I did notice that, because there, yeah. I did write a note somewhere that, like, there's more Jesus than I remember, but it is, yeah. I did also take note that it only happens, like, usually when John Denver is singing, or, like, when he tells the story about the quote-unquote first Christmas.
Yeah. And, but I'll get to that later. Whole Alfie the Christmas tree. Whatever. I don't know. We'll get to that when we get to it. Because we haven't even got to the first actual scene, which is the table read. And I think it's and that's a lot of him interacting with everybody, which is
yeah. He has like a fashionably late entrance. They're all kind of like talking, and then he comes in and they all start being like, problems with the script.
And I love the Muppets around a table because they never do the empty TV space.
True.
Where, like, you know, because there's so many of them, so, like, you just literally can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, when people, especially in television, when they, because they only have, like, the one wall that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody crowds around the far side of the table, even though there's, like, six people, and, like, that table could sit eight people. All six people go on the far side of the table. So that you don't see the back of anyone's head. At least I guess they used to. I mean, there's multi-camera stuff now, so they don't have to bother with that. But, you know, that was the thing back in the day.
Yeah.
That we remember because we're old. Or I am, anyway. Let's see. Yeah. Piggy's dress has... They have awards on them.
She has
little medals. Yeah, they're medals.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
They're little medals. Oh, those are, like, the first thing I noticed. It was so cute. They're medals, yeah.
That's awesome.
And then my next note is, John is so wonderful, goddamn.
Yeah, I have a John is so adorable note. It happens frequently in my notes.
Yeah. And Piggy leads with the feminism question mark, kind of, because she uses begatting as the example. So I don't know if she's being sarcastic, or clearly it was goodwill towards women. It's like, not in Bible days. When you could get stoned for not being a virgin.
Yeah.
Not really. And then Kermit's like, yeah, I want to do men and women too. Let's do men and women. And then everybody's like, okay, but if you do that, and I'm like, oh, that just kind of went downhill.
Yeah.
But it led to the joke. So.
It does.
Which was the Dizzy Gillespie thing. I'm like, yeah, but he's a guy.
I wrote that the Dizzy Gillespie joke is funny.
Yeah, that was funny, but it kind of, you know, what about Aunt Chickens? Like, just do everyone and be happy.
Yeah.
All inclusive. And then John distracts them with a song.
Pleasure about, to be company.
About doing the Christmas show. Yeah. He does it about doing the Christmas show. Also, John is just all one color of tan.
Yeah, he is,
like,
isn't he?
And I'm like, I don't know if it's because it's the 70s and, like, the... just the color scheme of that era. If it wasn't, you know, bright disco colors, it was like super just like tan all the time. So much tan and like turquoise. That was it. That was like the other half of the 70s. Tan, turquoise, and olive green. Done. but yeah, he's just like all like his vest matches his hair, matches his face. Matches the flannel, like the flannel's even tan. I don't know.
That's true. That's weird, but
and
yeah,
then the, my favorite thing is that his last line in that song is "We'll stay together everywhere we go," and then the door blows open and he just immediately walks out and leaves everybody.
Yeah, and he ends up in like the town scene, which they reuse like at least one other time in the special.
Yeah, he goes out to the magical blank void.
Yeah.
Dickensian Christmas town pops up everywhere, but everybody's wearing modern clothes. And there's like a ton of people, just all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where did all this come from? Because we've already established that they're in rehearsal. They haven't even read the script yet. They're talking about, everybody literally just got there.
It's Christmas magic. It's part of the special they're putting on.
Yeah, and now they're already in this magical land where they're going to sing a song about doing the special and being together.
I kind of assume, like, everything that happened that wasn't, like, in the boardroom or with the Muppets talking about the special was, like, part of their, like, set special. Like, that was, like, in the script. And I think we're just not supposed to think too much about, like, where does this, like, void pop, like, this void and then the town pops up? Where does this come from? Why is this happening?
Like, we know we're watching a special.
Yeah.
But
I feel like it's a very self-aware Christmas special.
Yeah, but it seems kind of very strange. I don't know.
Oh, it's weird. I mean, it's the 70s.
It's what it is.
There's a lot of dancing in the scene.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. And so John's singing with the Muppets and everything. And then he sees these two elderly women. They're supposed to be elderly. One of them looks like Vicki Lawrence. Like, she looks exactly like Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah.
So there's two elderly women. They're walking together. And he goes over. What was that?
That's me trying to quietly get some food out of this bag. Sorry.
No. But he goes over to escort them because he's a nice, you know, gentleman.
He's a gentleman.
And then I put in parentheses, Grey Robber. And then. And of course, they're, like, really good dancers. And then he dumps them immediately for much, much, much younger girls. Like, children younger. Not being gross, it's just children. Okay? And I was like, oh, I'm joking. They're children. They're just kids. No, I'm not making a joke. I'm not making any kind of insinuating anything dirty. But then a line of policemen come out and kind of hassle John a little bit before he dances with them. And I'm like, what does that say?
I don't even know.
I don't know. But it was really cute because little girls were dressed as elves and they do like little ballet stuff and John kind of keeps up.
Yeah.
Not really. And then he does like the little double lift and everything. It's very cute. John Denver is a saint. I won't say anything else. It's that time that he went drunk to Harvick, but you know.
I was pretty impressed with, actually, I forgot how good of a dancer he was. Obviously he's not doing like anything super impressive, but he, you know, he's following choreography and he does it pretty well.
Okay, that's hilarious what my next line was, because I recently watched, there's like a PBS thing on Netflix about John Denver, and I watched that a month ago. So, my next note is, given how poorly John is said to have danced on his own show, I think he does a rather good job.
Yeah, especially, I mean, we'll get to it later, but the whole, like, kind of ending toy soldier scene, he does a lot of choreography with a lot of other people.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure, like, they had a lot of practice and everything.
Oh yeah,
and like it's filming a Christmas special as opposed to filming a weekly show.
Yeah, so he probably had a lot more time to practice.
Being that it was his show and he has so much to do on his own show.
Yeah,
kind of deal. But still, I just thought that was funny that you said that. And that's why my line is like immediately opposite.
Yeah.
My next note though is so many mustaches.
Oh, I didn't even notice the mustaches.
Just so many dudes with mustaches.
That's fair. People rock mustaches daily. I don't know.
Fair. It was the 70s, yeah.
Yeah. I also wrote that John makes so many silly faces during this number.
He does, and I think it's because he knows that he might mess up his dance moves.
Well, that's actually probably true, but I took it to be just adorable. I was like, oh, John Denver, you perfect human being. No. You perfect snowflake.
Except that time that he drunk drive. He did. I was looking at his Wikipedia page because of the whole, the baby, the song with the baby.
Yeah.
He actually wrote that.
I had to look that up because I was like, okay, who the hell is Zachary?
It's his son. Who do you think it is?
I don't know. Because, well, me and my boyfriend Steven and I were listening to the soundtrack and Steven was like, who's Zachary? And I was like, I don't know. His kid? Maybe? I actually have no idea. And then when I was watching the special, I was like, oh yeah, who is Zachary? And I looked him up and I was like, okay, it is his son, so it's not as weird.
Yeah. Okay, so the drunk driving thing, that happened in 93. He was not in a good place after him and his first wife, or no, his second wife, divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he pleaded guilty to a drunk driving charge, was placed on probation in August of 94. Still on probation, he was charged with misdemeanor driving under influence, crashing his Porsche into a tree in Aspen. Yeah, so, and then, when did he die? In 98, I think? 97? 97. And then he died shortly after. But yeah, he had a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Later in life, I think, so. Yeah. Anyway, that's sad that
that's
happened.
Really sad.
So close to his death, though.
Anyway,
yeah.
Moving on
anyway.
From not
okay, so
happy.
Why do I do that?
Real life facts. After Pleasure of Your Company, it's Piggy and John. They have a scene mm-hmm. where she wants, you know, to have a better part in the Christmas special. And, like, it comes off that she's, like, kind of trying to seduce him, but really it's just her wanting to have a better part.
Yeah.
And
Frank is so funny. Piggy is so funny.
It's such a good scene, because, yeah, Frank is so funny, and, like, you can tell, like, he's following a script, but at the same time, he's, like, kind of, like, winging it. And, like...
Yeah, I think they did a lot of improv in this.
And John Denver...
Especially from John Denver, too.
Like, John Denver does a good job, because it looks like he's, you know, kind of uncomfortable with Piggy coming on, but at the same time, you can tell he's trying not to break and laugh.
Oh my god. Yeah, John Denver, unable to keep a straight face, is just so much warm and fuzzy.
I know.
So funny. And yeah, Bernie, yeah. I was like, yay, Bernie the agent. She complains to Bernie, as well she should, 20 words, what the hell.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I like that she kind of fires Bernie, but then she calls him back and she's like, it's done. I did it.
Yeah, I fixed it. You're welcome. Yeah. Doing my job. Doing your job. Yeah, 20 words? Come on.
Miss Piggy gets better than that.
No kidding. Gosh, I had like the last part, the last speaking part in a play, one of my first plays that I did at in college. I had more than 20 words,
mm-hmm.
and I was on. I had to scene for like 2 seconds. Okay, and then we get to the best part of the whole special. I'm being sarcastic because it's the story of Alfie the Christmas Tree. Why was this on the soundtrack? I hate that this is on the soundtrack.
Alfie the Christmas Tree is the song on my, like, Christmas
playlist. It's not a
playlist.
Song.
Yeah.
It's not a song.
But for...
It's a story in front of an amazing song, so you have to sit through three and a half minutes of that dumb story
to get to the song. Every time it pops up on my Christmas playlist, I skip it. It's just, I don't need to hear
but
it.
But then you miss the song at the end, which is, like, one of my favorite songs.
Oh, I love that song. And it makes me think of Jim's memorial, because they sing it in his memorial.
Yeah, and because Steve gets so loud at the end of that, it breaks my heart.
My note was, Alfie the Christmas Tree is weird, just this spoken word piece about a tree, and then there are some shots of a sweater, John Denver looking at animals, but it's in every one of us ends, so that makes it worth it.
John tells a story, and he's a good storyteller, but it's a weird thing in it, and I think it slows down the special, even though it's like 4 minutes long. But when they did at the end when he told the Christmas nativity story, they had puppets with it. So why didn't, I mean, he's talking about a tree that
would it
is
have
a,
been like a puppet of a tree being
exactly.
like, I'm Alfie the Christmas Tree.
I know, like if the tree just like turned around and had eyes and a mouth, that's all we needed. Like we just needed something that needed to be less sincere and more Muppety.
Yeah.
I was literally typing notes and not paying attention to the story, so I don't remember what the story is, even though I...
Oh, yeah, I
heard the story as a kid.
I think I blank...
Like, the whole thing.
I kind of blank out, or, like, I just, like, zone out whenever Alfie the Christmas Tree comes on. Like, it's... What is the story of Alfie the Christmas Tree?
I don't know. So this is what I think it was. So I remember the story being longer, but I think I might also be getting it mixed up with Mr. Willoughby's Christmas Tree. This is what I gathered from the story that I didn't pay attention to. Trees have a consciousness and are default Christians. Or maybe Alfie witnessed the birth of Christ, and therefore he is the only Christian Christmas tree, or rather Christian tree, because I would assume that most trees are druids, because they're trees.
That would make sense. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Anyway, and then I saw the baby deer and I got distracted, so...
Yeah, there's just shots of animals, and, like, most of them are puppet animals. And, I don't know,
deer was real.
Was the deer real? There's, like, a
I
puppet...
Think so.
Isn't there, like, a puppet beaver or squirrel or something at one point?
Yeah, you saw, like, a little puppet weasel or something.
Yeah. I feel...
For, like, no reason. And then there was a real deer. And, like, there was a real horse driving Miss Piggy's carriage in the beginning.
I just really feel like they didn't need to have Alfie the Christmas tree, because you get, like, you know, it kind of, like, the energy is built up during Pleasure of Your Company. You get, like, the song and this dance, and it's goofy and fun.
And Screech, there's probably a commercial, because, you know, we watch this without commercials.
That's true.
And, by the way, only 10 minutes of commercials, because the thing was 50 minutes long. That is unheard of now.
Right.
We would get 42 minutes at the most.
But yeah, then it kind of screeches to a halt with Alfie the Christmas Tree, and then it comes back up with Kermit singing a song, and I feel like they could have just cut.
But wait, we're
Alfie.
Skipping over the other song. Is we're there... skipping over the other song. It's in Every One of Us.
Oh.
The best song. I wrote a few lines of notes. I'm going to read them exactly how I wrote them.
Right.
John can sing so pretty, holy fucking shit, this goddamn song. Yes, I am crying. Close-up of John is a weird choice, but very sincere, question mark. Yeah, no, I didn't actually cry. I just got misty. But that's the point. I love that song so much.
It's a really good song. It's really sweet. And even, like, if they had cut out just the story of Alfie the Christmas Tree and, like, maybe given John, like, a one-minute speech, like, encompassing the idea of Alfie the Christmas Tree, and then he could have sung that, but then they could have moved on in the story.
Yeah, like, if he just didn't talk anything about Alfie the Christmas Tree.
About totally religious trees.
Yeah, I don't know. And, yeah, so like, just, you know, remind us of the baby Jesus or whatever. But, was this a Cliff Richard song originally? Oh, see, I said I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to look on Wiki about freaking stuff. I think it was, it's a Christmas, no. Anyways, it's Cliff Richard originally did it, I think. I can't find anything out about it except for lyrics, and I don't want to do that. Anyway, so yes, I love the song. I think they did it. There was like a. Oh no, that was like a special thing that they did. There was a Toy Story on Ice, and I found this clip on YouTube, and it's a Toy Story on Ice, and they do it as like a tribute to somebody that was their director or something.
Yeah.
And they dance to It's in Every One of Us, and it's so weird.
That is kind of weird, yeah.
It's so strange, but I literally that just popped into my head, and I felt the need to say it, to share it. Okay, yeah, and then they have the next song, which is, it's sweet. John Denver cheering up Kermit.
Yeah.
For being homesick.
It's Christmas Wish, is that right? That's the name of the song?
Yeah, something like
that. That's probably my favorite number from the entire special. I feel like, to get a bit sentimental, like, I feel like that kind of, like, encompasses what Christmas means for me. Like, the opening line is, I don't know if you believe in Christmas, but if you
Which is dumb, because John just literally
just
told that story.
I know. But, like, it kind of, like,
is the baby Jesus.
For me, like, it kind of, like, reaches out to everybody, and but if you believe in love, that more than enough for you to come and celebrate with me. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of like...
Yeah, it's a good sentiment. It's a nice sentiment.
A couple years ago, I did a list around Christmas time for Tough Pigs where I wrote, like, my 10 top, like, Christmas Muppet songs that kind of, like, mean, like, you know, they have, like, the theme of the holidays for me, and that was definitely up there. And it's just a very sweet song. The only two notes, or three notes I wrote for the song were, Christmas Wish is my favorite. Lots of weird close-up of John Denver's face, and so many weird shots of animals.
Yeah, it's just kind of just, why are there animals? Like, we know that they're on a set. There's a bunch of animals around.
They just want, like, a magical woodsy
feeling. We know those Rocky Mountains
like.
In the back are not real. We know that.
They just wanted a woodsy feeling. I was actually, like, kind of, I admired the set that they had, because I was like, obviously they're not actually outside. But it looks pretty nice, and they did a good job with it. They probably reused the set from some other special or show, but I thought that I don't know. It was very picturesque with, like,
but
the snow.
I did like the close-ups of John for the way that you can see how he's looking at Kermit, which is just so freaking cute.
That's fair.
Because it's not that he believes them, it's that he feels for them deeply.
Yeah. And...
like, he gets... that Kermit is homesick. He knows because he has a life on the road. He tours. He does all this stuff. He knows exactly how Kermit's feeling. And we totally believe that. But what's kind of weird to me is when people, like, literally just pet Kermit. Because here's, like, this... here's, like, this being that is talking to you. Like, you wouldn't pet Yoda.
I'd pet Yoda.
Well, I know, but like you would. But you would, I mean, usually you wouldn't, like, I don't know, maybe John and Kermit are really, really good friends that like just like PDA all over the place with each other as opposed to like hand holding and stuff. I don't know. You know how best friends do. So he's like literally petting Kermit and like, and then rubs the back of his head, like rubs all down his back and then gives him a pat on the back. It's really cute, but at the same time, I'm like, you wouldn't do that to somebody that you're just doing a special with. Like, if Kermit was a real person, I don't think that kind of touching would go on. But you know, I don't know John Denver personally. I never did. So.
I wish I knew maybe John Denver. Would.
Write us and tell us how often you touch your friends.
Not creepy in the slightest.
See if I'm just being weird about it. I don't know. I just noticed that he loves on him a lot, which is cute, but I just said, not something one might do to not a relative? Question mark.
That's fair. There's a lot of touching.
I don't know. That's the 70s. It was totally
My notes get pretty sparse after the Christmas wish. What's the scene after that?
Okay, the scene after is Piggy's not happy. They're in makeup. John comes in.
Okay.
To get his own makeup done, which they've done like four numbers before this now, and now he's getting makeup. So he comes in to get his makeup done. He sees that Piggy's there, so he turns around and leaves, probably because he doesn't want to get bothered and heavily flirted with her again.
Yeah.
So he turns around to go, and she calls him back in. And she asks him how, because they nixed the elf number that was craft she didn't want to do. So he's writing something else for her. And she asks him how it's going. And of course he hasn't written anything yet, because it's been 5 minutes and all he's been doing is, you know, singing to everybody and telling stupid stories about about trees that
may or may not be like loving on Jesus.
I don't know.
I don't know what that meant.
I don't know what that meant either. Let's
there are fans of Jesus.
Let's just not talk about Alfie anymore. Love on Jesus. Okay.
Anyway, this song that they sing in the makeup room is like, that's one of your favorites, right?
Oh yeah, I really like that one. Okay, so John like BS's about the thing that he's writing, right?
Yeah.
And he BS's it in a way that he just like says, "Oh, well, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be just perfect for you." And then he says, and I'm quoting to the makeup guys, who are for some reason like Statler Waldorf in New Zealand, like they're the makeup people. I don't. I think that was it. And then, like, it's everybody not... else comes in later. But.
Yeah.
New Zealand was definitely there. I'm like,
New Zealand is there, because it's. I noticed that, like, for the Christmas is Coming song, they have, like, all of, like, I think it's, like, five Muppets, isn't it, that started out?
It starts out, and then it just, like, explodes, and all of a sudden everybody's in the room. Maybe they were all sitting on the wall that we can't see? I don't know.
Possibly.
But so John says, and I'm quoting, "Make her up to fit anything." Which literally just, that doesn't even make sense. But, and it's also a broad stroke, just like, you know, just make her look like she'll do anything, or make her look like whatever, because I don't have any ideas, that he has to go and write that now.
Yeah.
So I really like the song because I remember learning the song in second grade.
Yeah.
Miss Boyle was like the best teacher ever, because she literally sang. We sang something every single day, and it was the best. So the following summer, and she did for, like, we did a little play, and it was super musical, and she could sing so beautiful, beautifully. But we did a little play in second grade, and what we did was, like a Muppet medley of stuff.
Oh yeah.
So the opening song. The opening number song was the theme to Muppet Show, which was me, my best friend Barbara, another girl, all in like flapper costumes, and then a boy in like tuxedo and tails, like the whole deal. And my mom made my costume too. So, or my grandma did, either one. But so that was the first number. So I was like super excited because we were doing Muppet stuff. Two, I got to be in the first, in the opening number. And then I knew every single word to every single song that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was such like a little snot.
Yeah.
About like, I would just like be with, I would like, I was such a teacher's pet for Miss Boyle because she was so amazing. And, I remember like telling her how we should do stuff because of the part in this movie or whatever. And she sang, It's Not Easy Being Green to our principal who was dressed like Kermit the Frog.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really like ridiculous. And I remember, our principal and I think the vice principal was dressed as Fozzie and they did, or we sang Moving Right Along, and they biked around the gym.
Oh man, your
one
school
was on a bike, one was on a scooter.
Your school sounds so much better than the one that I went to.
Yeah, that was elementary school, but that was just Miss Boyle. She was super awesome. And then one of the kids did a rubber ducky, and we actually got like a cutout of a bathtub, and somebody had to lay under two kids laid down. To where we couldn't see them, and they would blow bubbles up like that. Cause and I remember telling her that I was like, oh, we should have bubbles because that's what they did.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so that was like, that's where I learned that song was her. So but the best thing about this is that so all the other puppets come in and everything, and then at the end, you can hear the crew laughing.
Yeah.
Like somebody just bursts out laughing. You could tell it's crew because it's like from way far away.
Yeah.
So it was so funny. So I just put crew laughter and like 500 exclamation points. So.
It's a cute little number. I like because yeah. on the soundtrack it's just like the five Muppets that like kick it off. I think like it's Gonzo,
yeah.
Scooter. I can't remember who the other ones are on the soundtrack, but I forgot that in the special, like, they start off with, like, yeah, Gonzo and New Zealand and, like, one or two others, Beaker's there, and then, like, just everyone comes in at the end, and it's really cute.
Yeah, and they just, like, throw puppets around. Like, I like how Floyd just wanders in front of camera.
Yeah, like, it's perfect.
He's, like, there for too long. It's so funny. Okay, so now, and then we get into, so then it cuts from that to John walking down the fake streets of Fake Town, USA.
Yeah, they've come back to the town for this number.
Yeah, singing, and it's all like, it's all nighttime now for some reason.
Yeah, it's very like,
this is fake.
Quiet, and like, he's all by himself this time, so it's a very different feel than the previous town song. Unlike Elfie, I don't think that this one like really slows down the special. It definitely like kind of slows down a bit, but it doesn't come to like a screeching halt like before.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a nice quiet moment, and it's just John Denver, but it's also primarily his special, so I'm totally fine with that. And we did just get like a big Muppet number beforehand.
Yeah, and that was like the big crazy Muppet stuff.
Yeah.
And this one also about the baby Jesus, but also about his son Zachary.
Yeah,
they adopted both of his children. Are adopted.
Yeah. I learned that because I had to wiki who Zachary was in this number.
Yeah, so Zachary is his son, Zachary John, which is also on the wiki. But he also wrote this song. He wrote this song for Frank Sinatra, evidently.
Oh.
Which I haven't listened to because I didn't have the time. But according to the wiki, he wrote it for Frank Sinatra, which is kind of weird because like, then that would be a cause to say, well, who's Zachary? If Frank Sinatra is singing,
yeah,
because John's son is named Zachary. Anyway, also I want his fuzzy collar coat.
Yeah,
it's very 70s. And the song sounds a lot like the Garden Song, which he did on the Muppet Show.
That's true.
I noticed that. I think it might just be like the background bit, but it sounds a lot like the Garden Song. And then after that, then it cuts to. I assume there's like some commercials through here. Then it cuts to the Having Yourself a Merry Little Christmas,
which is
it's just John and Ralph, and it's so cute.
It's really, like, it makes me, like, so happy. And at the same time, it's very sad because, like, obviously both of those people died. Like, John yeah. and Jim both, like...
I was going
like,
to say, yes, they're both dead.
They both, like, died before their time. They both died when they were the exact same age, which obviously...
Oh, my God, yeah, they did.
When they were both, was it
53.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And obviously not in the same year because they were different ages. But, you know, it's always very, like, sentimental to watch it. And it's also just a very sweet little piece. It's just them sitting by the piano and singing together. And I love the end when John Denver's just like, wonderful, Rolf, just wonderful.
I know, he sounds emotional during it.
Yeah,
Yeah, they were both 53. I was like, I couldn't remember if Jim was 53 or 56. I kept thinking 56.
He's 53.
No, he's 53 here. Huh.
Yeah. But it's
interesting.
It's a sweet little moment on the show. It's one of my favorite bits, and it's lovely.
Yeah. It's really nice. And I noticed that on the soundtrack, there's a lot of stuff that's on the soundtrack that's not in the show, and there's a couple things in the show that aren't on the soundtrack. If only Alfie had been one of them.
Right.
But yeah, I was looking at the track listing, and I recently got the vinyl.
Oh yeah, we have it on vinyl at our place. But the
there's a lot of stuff.
The Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's taken from the show, isn't it? Like they're the same. It's the same audio that's on the vinyl and the soundtrack.
I believe so.
Yeah, because
Rolf the dog and John.
Yeah, because I recognize that like. Because I have the CD in my car and also the vinyl in our house, and then rewatching the special, I noticed that like they kind of re-recorded a lot of the songs specifically for the soundtrack, but that one was the same audio, and I liked that a lot.
Oh, okay, good. I haven't listened to it this year, honestly, and I got the vinyl, and I listened to some of it, and that was it when I was cleaning. Yeah, he just sounds emotional. It's cute. Yeah. We need more Rolf numbers.
Definitely.
So Rolf needs to do more stuff.
I love Rolf.
In the show. Because Bill's so good at it. Oh my god, he's so good at it.
He's been a really good Rolf. Rolf is my boyfriend's favorite Muppet, I think. Like, he tells me he doesn't know who his favorite Muppet is, but every time Rolf pops up on the new show, he's like, oh, it's Rolf! And I'm like, oh, you love Rolf. I think that's who he'd be if he was a Muppet. He's very laid back.
I agree. He even looks like him.
He's got, his hair's short now, but he's got the curly hair, and when it was long.
He's got the very brown beard. Yeah.
Yeah. Aw.
Good job.
Aw, maybe we'll be Muppets for Halloween next year. Anyway.
Oh, that would be so cute.
We've talked about doing, like, Parks and Rec or Over the Garden Wall. We gotta figure out.
Yeah.
Or we talked about Star Wars. We talked about doing some new Star Wars stuff.
Oh my god, you guys should do Star Wars. He should be Chewbacca and you should be Han Solo.
I definitely suggested that, and he was like...
Oh, sweet.
He was like, I don't want to be Chewbacca. I can't do Wookiee
no,
noises.
So cute.
He wants to do old Luke Skywalker and me be Rey.
Oh, that would be amazing, too.
Yes.
That would also be amazing. He needs to grow his hair out again, then.
A little bit, yeah. Anyway, moving on from Star Wars spoilers, which I'm assuming everyone's seen. But anyway.
Yeah.
What comes after Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
That's the production... I just put production number, because it's the Nutcracker type thing, sort of. Tin Soldier, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also not my favorite part of the special, and it goes on for, like, 10 minutes. And so,
it does. It's too long.
Like, the beginning's really cute, where they're, like, all doing the same little dance, and, like, John's kind of, like, the one who keeps messing, quote-unquote, messing up, but that's
purposeful. He's the only visually impaired soldier.
Yeah. And he's, like, also short, like, compared to a lot of the other soldiers.
He's a little bit shorter.
So it's a sweet number, and it's kind of fun, but, like... I also, like, kind of lose interest in it halfway through, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready for them to be around the fireplace now.
Yeah. And they're clearly wooden soldiers, because you see the director's script, and which, by the way, I would love to have that binder. It looks so cool.
Yeah.
But it says, wooden soldier, John, Fifi, Peggy. That is clearly a wooden soldier, but they all make, like, mechanical sounds when they move.
They do.
So that's what I was thinking. They were trying to do, like, was it supposed to be, like, a Tin Soldier thing, too? Like, that story, which is incredibly sad?
Yeah.
Because Hans Christian Andersen...
Because Hans Christian Andersen is, like, was a depressing person. Anyway.
He was. Probably did have actual depression. Like, probably horribly.
Most likely.
Yeah, but, you know, if we could all be a Danny Kaye movie, life would be so much better. Especially Hans Christian Andersen's life. Yeah, so, and John Denver, like, smiling during the second half of the dance number, which, like, the big dance number, because I'm sure he's thinking he's gonna screw it up.
Yeah.
When he's not supposed to, even though he's been screwing up the whole thing on purpose.
Yeah.
And then so in the story, he's the tin soldier. He's a wooden soldier.
Yeah.
Fifi is the doll who he's in love with under the Christmas tree, I guess. And then so all the soldiers evidently go off to war because you hear battle sounds.
Yeah, and then tells Fifi that he'll return.
Yeah, and then Fifi comes out of her box after he leaves while he's shouting, "I will return!" Blah, blah. And she has this song, this weird, like, Russian lament.
Yeah,
about it's so sad about waiting for him. It's weird.
It's a really weird part of the special, which I didn't quite remember. I think normally, like, I kind of, like, zone out a little bit during it. And this time I tried to pay attention. I was like, what are they going for in this? I'm not...
Yeah, and I think it was supposed to be funny. Because it's funny that, you know, and then now is this big dramatic moment because her man's off to war. It felt something, like, out of, like, Tolstoy.
Yeah, and I guess, like, you know, Piggy had wanted, like, she wanted a more meaty role, and so that was, like, her getting what she wanted.
She got
this super dramatic part about her...
Her Tolstoy musical.
Her love, like, going off to war and her being, like, the sad partner back at home.
And then John comes back, and he's the only one... No, the rest of them do come back.
Yeah, because they all sing and dance at the end.
Yeah, they have a slow-mo reunion.
I like how she's like, I feel like I've done this before, which I'm assuming is a reference to the Muppet movie.
Yeah, which came out 2 years prior.
That's right,
Or a year prior, something like that. So they have their slow-mo reunion, and then they hug, or they try to, and then John falls backwards into a box, and the lid closes on him. I'm like, so does that mean he's dead now? and then all of his comrades, because there's a whole song about that, they pick him up and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, that was just so weird. And then they have a line. There's a line in it where they said, and we'll all say far out or something like that. And far out was John's catchphrase on his show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it was sort of, it became his catchphrase because he just said it all the time.
Yeah.
Regular, because he's a big dork. And it's the 70s. So, like, people would, you know, they'd have other older comedians come on, and then older comedians would say far out to John Denver because they were kind of picking fun of him a little bit. But, yeah, so that was, like, his thing on his show, was he would say far out.
Yeah.
Which is just something he did. So, he kind of became known for doing that, I guess. So that's why that line's in there, which kind of seems kind of weird, but it's the 70s, but also John Denver. And then the Peace Carol, it's like almost my favorite part because of Richard, and that's all the reason. And I wrote all capital letters, best goddamn song, because Richard, oh my sweet baby Jesus. It's so pretty. And then also, I just kind of, well, I think I knew it before, because I remember listening it on the soundtrack, and I was like, oh, that's Kathy Mullen. She's doing that really high top, really high part at the top.
I didn't know that.
Chorus. Listen to it, and just like think about Moki, and you'll hear it.
Oh, I'm sure that I will. Obvious. I can always recognize Kathy when she pops up, but that's really cool. I didn't know she had done work on the special, but I guess that makes sense because that's probably about the time she started doing the Muppet Show.
Yeah, she started in 78.
When was
I think her and Karen started the same time that Steve got there too.
I think so. Yeah. When was the Christmas special? When did that come out?
The Christmas special was 79.
Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense then.
Yeah.
I like the Peace Carol. It's a really pretty number. Obviously, like, Richard had a very lovely voice, and so the more he sang, the happier everybody is.
Especially me.
Yeah, I know. It's a lovely number, and, like, I like the whole, like, them being around the fireplace. It's very picturesque as well.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to end the special.
Yeah. It's really good. Cute. And then, so, because it's Christmas, and John is a Christian, we tell the story of the baby Jesus. And, by the way, speaking of Star Wars earlier, the Nativity story, right, which is like the movie that they came out with a couple years ago about the baby Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Well, about Mary, really. It's a Nativity story. Oscar Isaac plays Joseph. I didn't know that.
I learned that from Tumblr because I saw a gift set of like someone, one of my friends who I follow who is religious, posted like, you know, Nativity story, and it was like the photo set of like Mary giving birth to Jesus, and I was like, that looks like Oscar Isaac's, and I was like, oh, it totally is. If I ever had a reason to watch it, that would be it.
Oh yeah, I did, and it was good. It was good. It was
I
really good.
That's good.
I did like right before Christmas, actually. I think I watched it on Christmas Eve or day before Christmas Eve. But yeah, so he's in that, and he's so good and precious and wonderful. You need to watch it.
Oh, he's good and precious in everything. Like,
that's true,
man.
Except when he's like a scumbag dude.
That's fair, because he has played scumbag dudes, but I like that dude a lot. Anyway, mm-hmm. Won't get more into that.
Oh, hot damn, on him, am I right? they had beautiful puppets for this too, is what I wish they had done something like with Alfie.
They do. I won't get too much into personal views. I could give or take anything religious related, but at the same time, it's a really well done part. It's not a song. It's more him just telling the story, kind of like Alfie, but
better because there's puppets and also there's like effort into it.
Yeah, there's effort. There are puppets which are really well crafted. Alfie is a weird story, whereas, you know, we're all familiar with the nativity story, so it makes more sense in the context of the special, especially with John being religious. And it's just well done. It's concise. They keep it, like, they present it, and then they wrap it up and they move on to the end.
Yeah. The only problem I have is that Mary is blonde.
Is Mary blonde in it?
Mary is blonde in it.
That's...
She's blonde, ringlet curls, like...
Because you know, if in the Nativity story, they were all just...
that's totally true.
They were all white people.
She was so blonde. So white.
Because back in the day, everyone
in... of Nazareth.
Truly slum was white.
Yep.
Anyway. But yeah, I thought that it's a well-done part.
Also, you know what? All those toy soldiers were blonde, too.
Yeah.
Some of them were women, but they were all blonde.
And I think all the people in the town were white as well. Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
You know, not to... It's the 70s, so I can kind of be like, times.
Also, John Denver. I know very few... Like, that... I don't know. I guess people of color are not exactly his demographic.
Oh, that's... That's disappointing. Again, like, the times, but even still, that's not great. Because the Muppet Show did a pretty good job bringing on, like, a lot of guests of color, which was nice. But, anyway, that's... We can talk about, like, Muppets and race on another episode if we want to get into some serious topics. We've done Muppet.
Kevin Clash was the only black puppeteer forever.
Oh, my God. Is that the only... Mm-hmm.
And I remember during being Elmo, when he was first hired, like, Richard makes that comment. It's like, you know, you're the only black Muppeteer ever had.
Are there any... this gets really off topic. Are there any current, like, puppeteers who are of color currently?
Noel McNeil.
That's right. Okay.
Literally, like, two people that I can think of.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But, and I think the Jim Henson Company reached out that they wanted more female and diverse puppeteers, I believe.
That'd be nice.
That was like one of their more recent casting calls.
That'd be really nice. Anyway, this is a topic we can
So, anyway, Silent Night is the last one.
That's the last one. It's a nice number to end on. I kind of wish they ended on something with maybe a bit more energy. Do they not end on We Wish You a Merry Christmas?
Well, technically, yes, but they don't, like, they do that after the sponsors, and then that's, like, the credits.
Yeah. Basically. I guess
and
that's
usually,
good,
like,
then.
Because at work, we played Christmas CDs throughout the month of December.
Yeah.
So glad December's over. but the, usually, CDs would end with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Which I think is, like, the perfect song to end a CD on.
Yeah.
Or end a Christmas CD on. Or some of them did. And if they didn't, I was like, that should have been at the end. Which is, I think, would have been a good number if they did it with everybody instead of just John and Rolf. But I liked it with just John and Rolf, so whatever.
Yeah.
Also, maybe, like, When the River Meets the Sea would have been a good choice.
That would have been
really
nice.
Even though
it's
not a Christmas song?
It's not, but, like, it's, you know, people relate it to Christmas because of Emmett Otter.
Yeah, it has the whole brotherhood type sentiment with it, which, you know. So they, and they tell the story of Silent Night.
Oh, that's right.
Which
yeah.
Was, during the First World War, I think. Mm-hmm. I always forget.
They sing it in German in the special, right?
Yeah, they started off in German.
Okay, because it's
in the original German.
It's in German and on the soundtrack.
Yeah, they started off like that, and then after they sing it in German, John tells a story that there was the organ was broken and they wanted to do their Christmas service, but they definitely wanted music. So some guy he has a name, I don't remember it.
It's there.
You look it up. You find it. Google it yourself. It's not my job to do it right now. So the guy who wrote the lyrics, he said he wrote this poem. Could this other guy do the melody for it, and do it for two voices and a guitar because the organ was broken.
Yeah.
And then so that's what their Christmas was like, and then the really neat thing that, and then they sing it in English, but the really neat thing at the end of this special is that they pull the camera back and it's this giant soundstage, and there's like a little set and the lights, and then all of these children are there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, were these little kids watching this whole thing this whole time? Probably not.
Probably not, because they probably had to like film, you know, do multiple takes, and kids wouldn't want to sit through that.
And there was a lot of kids. And almost every kid that they, like, did a close-up on, most of them were singing. But the other half were just totally clueless that anything was even happening. Like, they were too young to know.
Oh, children.
They were like, why are we sitting in this giant crowd, not even, like, aware a stage is there? But then they had, like, some older kids that were singing Silent Night. And that was, like, the big thing. And then you could see all the parents, like, standing on the outer edge of all of the children. Because all the children are together. Like, no adults in the big part of the crowd. All children. And then there's, like, all these adults off to the side. which you could do in those days. But I thought that was really cute. And then, you know... Merry Christmas, Dr. Pepper. Merry Christmas, DuPont. It's their sponsors. And then they go in to wish you Merry Christmas, and then it's over. Yep. And I think, like, the sponsors at the end, it seems kind of, like, a little bit jarring to, I guess, people now. But that's how they used to do it back then. And I think that they should start doing it like that again.
Yeah, instead of just, like, cramming in, like, product placement throughout...
Well, no. I mean, like, they absolutely should do the product placement.
No, but, like, they work...
We don't do commercials anymore. Like, that's not how things are heading. That's what I mean.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, I thought that you meant instead of, like, you know, sponsors being, like, having, like, characters drinking Dr. Pepper in an episode.
Yeah.
They just, like, at the end, they're like, hey, Dr. Pepper is a sponsor. Please buy
Dr.
Pepper.
Either that or both. Or just, like, you know, product placement, but not... I mean... You know, the product placement was in Back to the Future, and that was totally fine.
Yeah, it worked.
Like, there was so much product placement in Back to the Future.
Yeah, because that
Mattel, that really
works.
Dr. Pepper, or not Dr. Pepper, Pepsi.
Yeah.
DeLorean.
It depends on the story. Sometimes it's just like, it's just very blatant in some stories, and it doesn't work. And you're like, well, there's your product placement right there.
Yeah. So, and it's like, I don't know if like they have to request permission to use stuff. And that's why most things are, like, just made-up BS
companies.
That's
usually the case, because you either have
Because what should happen is that, you know, depending on what the franchise is, I guess, or whatever the thing is, the whatever product should be paying them to use their stuff.
Well, that's usually...
So that they get that.
That's usually the case. Either the company or whatever is making the movie has to pay... whatever, like, franchise.
It's advertising.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can also... That's how they get sponsors for, like, TV shows that companies will pay to put their products in a popular TV show or movie.
Yeah.
And that's sponsoring.
Yeah, so that's what television should do now, because with streaming and everything like that.
Yeah,
because what's happened is they used to do that. They used to do it, and, like, Bob Hope would come up with, like, you know... and just a reminder that our show is sponsored by Minute Rice, and he would do, like, a little commercial, and some lady would come over, like, on the set, and she would, like, you know, cook something, and it would be just, like, a live commercial.
That'd be sweet.
And then, yeah, but I mean, like, that's what they should do now, because, and then, like, commercials, like, took over so that our television time is, like, stuff is cut in half. It's no longer 28 minutes, it's 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But yeah, but now streaming is, like, bypassing all that and everything.
Yeah, because you can pay a little bit extra on, like, Hulu Plus to just have no commercials, and that's what my household does, so.
Yeah. No, so we don't need them. So if they started doing product placement, done, you would be finished.
Basically.
Or like, you know, this is sponsored by DuPont. DuPont, we're in everything. That's a weird catchphrase, by the way. DuPont was just weird. Like, I get Dr. Pepper, but, and they had a weird one, too. It was something like, if you want something with no sugar in it, well, this doesn't have any. Like, really? That was your line? It's, like, really strange.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the DuPont, we're in everything, or something like that. That's so funny.
Do we want to wrap it up? That's pretty much the special.
Yeah,
and
that was it.
We're at
that
about
was,
an hour,
that's
so.
That's all the thing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This was fun.
That was it.
It was good.
Yeah, it was a good special. I liked it.
It's a good special.
I like that we can pick apart stuff and still be like, yeah, no, but it was good, but we liked it. We don't really shit on stuff.
Yeah, there were weird moments, but overall, I generally really enjoy that special. John Denver's charming. There's a lot of, like, really sweet, lovely moments in it, and some fun parts with the Muppets, and all in all, good special.
You know what? You know what? You know what I like best about this this podcast that we just recorded?
What?
I'm not going to edit a single thing out. This is perfect.
Yeah, we stayed pretty.
Exactly,
we stayed pretty on topic the entire time.
Yeah, this is exactly how I want stuff to go.
And pretty, like, we only got really off topic when talking about, like, John Denver, which is still somehow on topic, so.
Yeah, it's on topic, and we didn't fall into, like, a bunch of ums or anything, and I didn't go searching on the internet for anything.
Excellent. This,
yeah, so
this
is
sets,
exactly how I want this to go.
This sets a good precedence for, like, hopefully the rest of the year for our episodes. We're hopefully going to be doing another episode later this month. We're going to be talking about all of the first half of The Muppets, because the show doesn't come back till February.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of just do a review.
We're going to try to get those out.
And, yeah, and that should hopefully be coming out in a couple weeks.
Yep. Yay.
Yay.
So I'm going to edit these tomorrow, and we're going to do that. Yay.
All right.
Okay. So, I have your Christmas stuff ready to go.
I will get.
And then we can do.
I'll get your.
We can open Christmas presents super late.
I'll get you your Christmas stuff soon.
Yeah.
Because I'm
Alrighty.
Belated.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm excited about the stuff I got you. And made for you.
No.
Yeah. Because I'm super crafty at not being that crafty. Yep. Okay.
All right.
Alrighty. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thanks for listening. And Happy New Year, everybody. Hope this
happy
year,
New Year
treats you
happy
all
Christmas.
Wonderfully.
Happy holidays.
Bye.